Hello and welcome. Would you like to have more energy and vitality? Would you like to feel better than you do in your body? I'm Dr. Alexandra Gayek, and thanks for joining me. When you turn on the light in a dark room, what happens to the darkness? It disappears, right? You don't have to fight against it, wrestle with it, examine it, understand how it came about. You turn on the light, and it just disappears. The healing method I'm about to share with you is like turning on the light of health. You don't have to fight against your illness or injury or aging or obesity. You don't have to wrestle with it, examine it, understand how it came about. You just have to recognize you're in darkness and turn on the light. Because most of us are so entrenched in our old ways of thinking that health is a difficult struggle, and it can't possibly be so simple. I'm going to take this gradually and give it to you in layers and in different ways. By the end of this short audio, you may have the light turned on, or you may need to stay with me a little longer and go a little more in depth. Either way, we can have some fun together. Right from the start, let's focus on being well. By being well, I mean thoroughly enjoying your life. I mean recovering from injuries and illness, even old ones that have limited you for years. I mean moving in the direction of vitality instead of deterioration, no matter how old you are or what processes may have gotten started in the past. I mean being as light, slim, strong, flexible, graceful, agile, comfortable, swift, and free in your body as you'd like to feel. What I'll be talking about in these introductory audios may surprise you. My aim is to help and inspire you to feel good about yourself and your body right now, regardless of appearances. You're invited to leave the past behind and focus on where you're headed instead of where you've been, or even on any limitations you may be experiencing in the moment. Those are, after all, only the result of where you were in the past. What we're going to focus on now is what to set into motion today that will bear fruit tomorrow, and to so thoroughly enjoy the process that you can be happy now. After all, the definition of being well is thoroughly enjoying your life. Naturally, this includes feeling good in your body. Let's start with relaxing a little. First, soften your eyes. Give them a little rest. You might notice when you do this that your forehead also relaxes, and your scalp, shoulders, and neck, all when you relax your eyes. Now relax your tongue. You may notice that this also softens your jaw, lips, and face, and adds to the relaxation of your neck and shoulders. Go ahead and take a few deep breaths if this feels relaxing to you. It's the perfect opportunity to feel better right now, just to relax a little. Now allow your hands and your feet to relax and soften. You may notice this spreads to your forearms, your elbows, your ankles, and calves. Now, let go of your belly and your thighs. You may notice that this spreads to your back. That pretty much covers your body. It just took us a moment. If you notice tension anywhere else, let those areas soften. Softening and relaxing is in the middle of a spectrum of feeling. At one end of the spectrum is rigidity, too little movement, like being frozen. At the other end is agitation, too much energy, like water that's all stirred up or boiling. In the middle is calm and easily flowing. When you allow yourself to feel the air outdoors on a day or night that has only a soft, gentle breeze, you'll feel its small, gentle movement against your face and other areas of exposed skin. This can also remind you of the middle, calm, and relaxing, easily flowing way. It's in between stormy at one end of the spectrum and suffocatingly still at the other end. Sometimes you want to feel the extremes, to push the envelope, to see how far you can go. Hang out in a storm, paddle your kayak down a waterfall, drive your race car, jump off a cliff in your hang glider, ride your motorcycle, ride a wave on your surfboard, get up in front of a big audience, take a big risk, feel the fear and the passion. Sometimes you want everything to completely stop. No stimulation at all. No movement. No input. No thought. These extremes allow you to appreciate the calm flow in the middle, of being in the zone of perfection. Your resilience depends on this movement from the middle to the full rush, back to the middle, to full stop, out to the edges, back to the middle again. Being fully alive and well doesn't mean being in a state of relaxation and meditation all the time, but it does include the full experience of presence you get when you are in the middle flow, as well as all the edges when you're not. Accordingly, your natural state is not a fixed state of perfect health. It's a flowing condition of movement, expansion, and change. Notice, what's natural is for your heart to beat like music, your blood to flow continuously, its contents to change continuously, just like a river. What's natural is for your body to never stop moving, but to be in a continuous cycle of breathing, expansion, and contraction. What's natural is for your cells to be in continuous exchange with your fluids, the atoms that make up the molecules that make up your cells to be in continuous exchange with the water, the air, the earth, the plants and animals, and microorganisms around you. This unending exchange and flow is physically continuous from generation to generation, from your great-grandparents to your grandparents, to your parents, to you, to your children, in an unbroken flow, from before conception, through birth, through life, and to the recycling of matter of every body at the end of each lifetime. This exchange and flow is also continuous from mass, in the forms that you can touch and see, to energy, that is the limitless potential for forms on their way to forming. In between is every form of energy. The food you ate transformed into heat and radiates from your body, and the ATP that your cells make to fuel the beating of your heart and the muscles that allow you to run. In between form and formless is the energy of sound and light and gravity and thought. There's the energy that attracted your two biological parents to get together and allow that spark that was the beginning of your body. It's all on a continuum, energy to form, form to energy. This is reality. Your awareness of this comforting reality, this continuity of life in every direction and dimension through time and space, is fundamental to the deep feeling of security that allows you to rest in the calm flow of your life. Its opposite is stress. Stress is what you experience when you forget the literal truth of the physical universe, the continuum between seen and unseen, the trustworthiness and order and infinite abundance that underlies the seen world. When you forget, you experience yourself as separate, limited, and disconnected from what you perceive you need. You experience scarcity of everything, not enough time, not enough money, not enough attention, not enough love, not enough jobs, not enough opportunity, not enough energy, not enough motivation, not enough safety, not enough life itself. You feel overwhelmed, out of control, worried, angry, anxious, depressed. You get caught up in games of believing everything you need comes from other people and can be taken away by other people. You get caught up believing you have to outwit, outcompete, impress, manipulate, steal from, even kill other people to get or protect your piece of your idea of the limited pie. What happens in your body when you forget reality and get caught up in this nightmarish trance is a predictable, measurable cascade of physiological, biochemical events that affects every cell in your body, right down to your very DNA. If prolonged, it will gradually cause every system in your body to shut down. You have probably already experienced stress making you more susceptible to infection, like when you catch a cold, or stress giving you a bellyache. Stress also makes you more susceptible to cellular damage from toxic chemicals. It interferes with your digestion, which interferes with your ability to absorb nutrients from your food and make good use of them. Stress interferes with your elimination, which then allows things that are better expelled to instead accumulate in your tissues. It interferes with the natural rhythm and balance of your hormones, which then interferes with your sleep, your ability to regulate your temperature, your weight, your blood sugar, your reproductive function, your circulation, your immune system, and your brain function. It causes you to age faster, causes your vision and hearing to deteriorate, your muscles and joints to hurt, your bones to crumble, your cells' ability to properly reproduce and repair themselves to go so astray that they wind up as cancer. You don't need to head down this path. If you've been on this path for a while and are experiencing some of these effects, you can turn back at any moment, even right now. It's never too late to wake up from the trance of separation and scarcity. Your body will respond just as if it were a happy balloon rising back up after being underwater. It feels this good to remember the true reality. If you are laughing right now with the joy of discovery of something that feels right to you, and you believe you are now rapidly headed for wellness, you're right. You have the power to create the wellness response for yourself because you are completely free to believe whatever you choose. And your belief will determine how relaxed, secure, happy, free, and healthy you are. If you are thinking this is far too simplistic to be true, that there's no way you can recover quickly from your condition, you're right. You have the power to create the stress response for yourself because you are completely free to believe whatever you choose, and your belief will determine how stressed you are. This is the wonderful thing about the adventure of being alive in your body. It's up to you what to do with that adventure. However, because most of us live in a culture in which the predominant belief is that the trance of separation and scarcity is what's real, most of us need some help and support in remembering how to wake up and practice living with the freedom that is truly ours. You can be free, happy, and healthy. In the next audio, which you'll receive in a couple of days, I'm going to tell you my own story of how I got sick and how I healed. Stay tuned. This is Dr. Alexandra Gajek, wishing you happy health. If you've been on this path for a while and are experiencing some of these effects, you can turn back at any moment, even right now. It's never too late to wake up from the trance of separation and scarcity. Your body will respond just as if it were a happy balloon rising back up after being underwater. It feels this good to remember the true reality. If you are laughing right now with the joy of discovery of something that feels right to you, and you believe you are now rapidly headed for wellness, you're right. You have the power to create the wellness response for yourself because you are completely free to believe whatever you choose. And your belief will determine how relaxed, secure, happy, free, and healthy you are. If you are thinking this is far too simplistic to be true, that there's no way you can recover quickly from your condition, you're right. You have the power to create the stress response for yourself because you are completely free to believe whatever you choose, and your belief will determine how stressed you are. This is the wonderful thing about the adventure of being alive in your body. It's up to you what to do with that adventure. However, because most of us live in a culture in which the predominant belief is that the trance of separation and scarcity is what's real, most of us need some help and support in remembering how to wake up and practice living with the freedom that is truly ours. You can be free, happy, and healthy. In the next audio, which you'll receive in a couple of days, I'm going to tell you my own story of how I got sick and how I healed. Stay tuned. This is Dr. Alexandra Gajek, wishing you happy health.